Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. 6:45. Brock, Hunter.
I had an extra pair of gloves this whole time.
Harry, it's freezing.
Let's get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Oh, that wasn't a good idea. I took in too much air.
Why don't you go pick another nap on the toilet, huh?
Why don't you shut the hell up? I dozed off. Anyway, go check them out. Do you need your car, truck, SUV fixed? AIR owner John Van Lanningham, he's going to get you taken care of, man. So we've talked about this a couple different times. Artists, as of late, selling off their catalogs and selling them off for buco bucks. Bruce Springsteen done it, Paul Simon, Bob Dylan recently did it. Well, David Bowie is the latest to sell off his publishing rights. The estate of David Bowie, I should say, because tragically we lost David Bowie. Sold his publishing to Warner Chappell. Chappell, anyway. $250 million. That's what they sold it for.
Woo!
Wow! Yeah.
$250 million.
Yep. Now, they can do whatever they want with it, and it'll probably pay for itself in a very short amount of time when you think about streaming and album sales and people using his commercial, you know, music and commercials and whatever, you know. It's the first publishing sale of 2022 after, like I mentioned, a bunch of acts did it before. The deal means that Bowie's publishing and record catalog is now under the Warner Brothers umbrella. The estate struck a deal last fall with Warner that will see the label add his 2000 to 2016 recordings in 2023 to the 1968 to 99 catalog they already released. So they've already had a chunk that they got in there, sent it out, and now his latest stuff will be going out here in 2023.
$250 million.
Yep.
It's a lot of cheese, man. Wait, anything we can sell?
That's worth that? No. God, no. God, no.
$250.
Actually, we pay you. That's the crazy thing.
Hey, get over there, would you?
No, Hunter, to answer your question, we don't have anything to make us that kind of money. Make us that kind of money. And, you know, to kind of wrap up this story, there's even the talks of Kiss possibly selling their catalog.
What do you think Kisses would be worth?
They are savvy. So, you know, the one thing you can say about Kiss is that they know the music business. They have made a lot of money. They've made more money, I believe, off of the Kiss merchandise than they
north
actually
of 250.
Oh, for sure. I think so.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Springsteen sold his for $500 million. Maybe not quite that, but it got to be close.
$500 million.
Yep.
Where's this money coming from?
Yeah.
What do you think Metallica would go for?
It's Metallica. I don't even want over a million. Or I mean, a billion. Over a billion. I mean, you'd think about it. If Springsteen can do $500 million, Metallica more than that. I'd think it'd be worth more than Springsteen. Come on now. I know he's the boss and all, but it's Metallica, bro.
It's got to make you think as an artist. You know, like, Springsteen just sold for what? Yeah.
What do you think Men at Work's catalog would go for? I come
bailing
down under. Anyway, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
All right. On this day in rock history, January 4th, 1972. Yes, released Roundabout. I'll be your roundabout. I love Yes.
That
man.
Song is so long.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Maybe you want to get together and listen to Roundabout, I guess.
Deep Cut Friday or something.
Yeah, it works. It works. I'll take it. Anyway, all right. That is your rock news and rock history. We will be back with more. It is the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.